with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House has passed a bill funding $14.5 billion for Israel, but has no humanitarian aid for Gaza and also cuts funding for the IRS. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Israel funding bill the House passed has no chance of becoming law.
I am glad that the president issued a veto threat over this stunningly unserious proposal. Unserious at a time of crisis like this? From the House GOP leader?
While House Speaker Mike Johnson vows to push for Ukraine funding in a standalone bill that would pair the assistance with money for border security.
Ukraine will come in short order. It will come next. And you've heard me say that we want to pair border security with Ukraine because I think we can get bipartisan agreement on both of those matters.
President Biden instead wants nearly $106 billion for Israel, Ukraine, Gaza, U.S. border security, and other needs. The Biden administration is calling for brief pauses in airstrikes and fighting in the Israel-Hamas war for humanitarian purposes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The administration opposes a general ceasefire, but John Kirby with the National Security Council says President Biden supports a humanitarian pause.
What we're talking about are temporary, localized pauses in the fighting to meet a certain goal or goals.
Those goals, he said, are getting humanitarian aid into Gaza and getting people out. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A new government report shows fewer high school students are vaping. About 10% of high school students said they had used electronic cigarettes in the previous month. That's down from 14% from the same survey conducted last year. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 564 points. This is SRN News. The British have a different view of free speech.
It's one of Americans' most cherished rights, embodied in the First Amendment, as Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But they don't have a First Amendment across the pond, and a new poll reveals that 77% of British citizens want to see pro-life protests outside of abortion clinics banned. For what it's worth, the United Kingdom also doesn't have a constitution that firmly guarantees a person's right to freedom of religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bishop from Ukraine is urging Americans to support his country in its efforts to repel Russia's invasion. Ivan Rusin and the others in an interfaith delegation of Ukrainian religious leaders are visiting the U.S. this week, spreading the word. Rusin, who's a top leader in the Ukrainian Evangelical Church, says some of his fellow pastors have been killed and seminaries have been hit by missiles. In Russian-occupied areas, the church has been forced underground. This is SRN News. A major agreement between Israel and several Arab nations is showing signs of unraveling. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The first tangible sign of distress for the Abraham Accords in response to the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas came on Thursday with the recall of Bahrain's ambassador to the Jewish state and the possible cessation of economic ties between the two nations. The moves were revealed in a statement by the Bahrain parliament. Notably absent is confirmation from the foreign ministry. Bahrain was the first of four Middle Eastern nations to sign normalization agreements with the State of Israel in 2020. The pacts are being viewed as a barometer of the viability and durability of Israel-Arab peacemaking. The other signatories are the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Sudan. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.